Legacy, the music of Ross Taggart, played by the Jill Townsend Big Band, preceded by Ross Taggart's own piano rendering of that piece, Apple Cider Vinegar for Jill. The soloist here was the soprano saxophonist Campbell Rhea, and the arrangement by Jill Townsend for her new album, Legacy. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here and our preview of the Earshot Festival coming up next weekend. Join us again next week at this same time when we'll have music from Jazzport Townsend, a performance by the Festival All-Star Big Band directed by Bob Mintzer. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVI.
This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Fats Waller, Hollywood, 1943. Sadly, shortly before his death. Recorded by Victor Records. His voice, his piano. Thank you.
but I'm happy on the shelf. A misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. A misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Leave me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. A misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
You want some more of that mess? Well, here it is. Zooty, take over. Pour it on them. We'll be right back.
Thomas Fats Waller, 1943, Victor Records, Hollywood, California. Two by him, Ain't Misbehavin' and Moppin' and Boppin'. Benny Carter playing trumpet, Alton Moore trombone. Gene Porter, clarinet and saxophone. Irving Ashby on guitar, Slam Stewart on the bass, and Zooty Singleton playing the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
All Things Considered goes where you are and takes you places you've never thought to go.
Right now, the wildfire threat in the Pacific Northwest is extraordinary.
This month marks 10 years since Katrina bore
Michael
down.
Brown in Ferguson, Eric Garner in New York, Tamir Rice in Cleveland.
In Kentucky today, a county clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses.
There's more to every story.
All Things Considered, weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on 88.5 KPLU.
It got in your head, you're long and tall. I won't get another man in your stall. Not till time, Papa, you didn't treat me right. You stay from me, babe, most every night. I'm telling you to your face, I got another man to take your place. Not till time, Papa, please let your mama be. Yeah!
Was he handsome, and did Mama give me hell? she's rough, and did I care? And am I glad I fell? Every time I think of him, do I shiver? Was he hot, and was I? And would he stand for maybe? He would not, did I lie? Does he still think I'm a baby? If I was, am I still? Do I care? Don't he feel? Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did Mama give me hell?
Johnson singing for you, Chicago 1936 Vocalion Records, two by her, Two Time and Man, and Was I? Ornette Nelson playing that wonderful low background doodling clarinet. Love that. Sensitive. Black Bob on piano, Bill Brunzi on guitar. And the drummer, we're not sure. Anybody's guess. Lil Johnson, 1936 in Chicago. I'd like to chase a rare one by Hoagie Carmichael called Judy. Harry James Orchestra, Hollywood, 1953. His arrangement, his trumpet. And Art Tatum, Hollywood, 1953. His solo piano.
Thank you.
Judy, written by Hoagy Carmichael, couple of places performed, 1953, both of them, and both of them in Hollywood. Harry James, an arrangement he did for his orchestra, and a solo spot for him on trumpet. Art Tatum, solo piano, and his improvisation throughout of Judy, as I said, by Hoagy Carmichael. How many compositions? I did a study of him one time, and I can't find the work. It's someplace in the house. But what he was getting, I mean, a healthy sum of money from ASCAP, the organization that peers in here to the computer and sees what I play, and then they send a dime or two to the composer, if the composer's still around. But Hoagy Carmichael must have been, I mean, just on Stardust or something. Stan Kenton, Hollywood, 10 years later, 1963, with his vocalist Gene Turner. She follows the talents of, Anita O'Day and June Christie and Chris Connor and Ann Richards. Hope I haven't forgotten anybody. Here's Gene Turner, Stan Kenton. 1963.
To one who was but to my heart he'll carry the key, the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my creed. Oh, how I need someone who watches over me. Nothing seems to matter anymore. Didn't know what I was headed for. Time was standing still. No one counted till there came a knock, knock, knocking at my door. Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment and my heart seemed to know. Your smile meant hello. Look, and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look, and I had found my future at last. One look, and I had found my love completely new. Oh, when love walked in with you. And I had found my future at last. Wonder, and I had found my world completely new. Oh, when love walked in, when love walked in, when love walked in with you, walked in.
Stan Kenton Orchestra 1963 in Hollywood for Capitol Records, and vocalist Gene Turner, Someone to Watch Over Me, and Love Walked In. Gershwin's composition. By the way, arrangements, fine arrangements for everybody. Lenny Niehaus. And he's around, got out of band, did a lot of work. Gene Turner. She's right in there with the other vocalists that Mr. Kenton had in his illustrious career. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and Johnny Guarnieri now wants to play the piano for you. 1976. He'll play I'm Just Wild About Harry, written by Ubi Blake and Noble Sissel for their 1921 review, okay, called Shuffle Along. And by the way, it is available for you to see, brand new again in New York. You can go see Shuffle Along. I'm thinking it might be worth the trip. And then Guarneri is going to take us out to the ball game, old composition by Albert von Tilser. 1908, I think he wrote that. And, of course, it's about baseball. I play it at the beginning of the baseball season. I play it at the end of the baseball season, this recording of it. I love baseball. It has nothing to do with who's playing the game. It has to do with the game. It is unbelievably difficult. And playing the piano is, too. Here's Johnny Guarneri.
Thank you.
Johnny Guarnieri, solo piano, 1976. I'm Just Wild About Harry. UB Blake wrote that. And Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Albert von Tilzer wrote that. And like I said about I'm Just Wild About Harry, that's for a review. Shuffle Along, done in 1921, and it's available to go see in New York City now. My goodness. And Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Are you one who goes to a ball game and eats peanuts? Cracker Jacks, look for the prize. Oh, what fun. And a hot dog. You can't go to a ball game and not have a hot dog, or two, or whatever. Johnny Guarnieri, wonderful piano player. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
KPLU is proud to support Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz series at SAM Downtown. This Thursday, trumpeter Marvin Stamm and pianist Bill Mays will be performing from 5:30 to 7:30. This show presents the talents of these two classically trained jazz masters in an intimate duo performance setting. The Art of Jazz is presented by Earshot Jazz and welcomed by KPLU. More information is on the calendar at kplu.org.
I'd like to chase now a composition called Someday Sweetheart, written by brothers John and Benjamin Spikes, with a little help from Jelly Roll Morton. We will hear Gene Austin singing it from 1927 with Abel Baer at the piano. Then Morton, Jelly Roll Morton's band, Chicago 1926. Then solo piano Cliff Jackson, 1962.
You told me that you loved me true, and I believed in you. You broke your vow, and now somehow it seems I'm always blue. But there'll come a day when you're far away. You'll sit alone and cry. For me you'll sigh. The days that have gone by. Someday, sweetheart, you may be sorry for what you've done to my poor heart. You may regret the vows you've broken, the things you did that made us drift apart. You're happy now and can't see how the weary blues will ever come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, dear. And what you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart. You're happy now and can't see how the weary blue will ever come to you. But as you sow, So shall you live. And what you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you. like a friend. I tried to warn you somehow. You had your way. Now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now.
That set started with Chasing Someday, Sweetheart. Gene Austin sang it, 1927, Abel Bear at the piano. Jelly Roll Morton, Red Hot Peppers, Chicago, 1926. They did it with Omer Simeon doing a beautiful, sensitive bass clarinet solo. And Cliff Jackson, solo piano, 1962 for Black Lion Records. Then Jackson played Who's Sorry Now, written by Ted Snyder, Burt Calmer, and Harry Ruby. And then Bing Crosby sang it, 1945 for Decca Records, Eddie Haywood's orchestra and his piano. All that right here. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Willie 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Louis Armstrong in concert now, 1947, Symphony Hall, Boston.
Grab your hat, baby. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet on the sunny side. Can't you hear that bit of bad man? The happy tune is your step, baby. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side. I used to walk in the shade with those blues of the way. But I'm not afraid, baby. My rover crossed over. If I never ever said this, I'll be rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet, arms and his eyes. Grab your coat, grab your hand, leave your worries on the doorstep, baby. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street, baby. Can't you hear that bit of fun? Oh, the happy tune just ended. Life can be so sweet. Oh, arms and dreams. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the red. Now, mama, now I'm not a friend. My brother, if I never sing, I'll be rich and long. Gold dust at my feet, on the sun is I dream.
Armstrong, 1947, Boston Symphony Hall, his trumpet, his vogel, Jack Teagarden, trombone, Barnaby Guard, clarinet, Dick Carey, piano, Arvel Shaw on bass, and Sid Catlett, drums. On the Sunny Side of the Street, Jimmy McHugh wrote the music, and Dorothy Fields wrote the lyric, Louis Armstrong. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KPIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Willie 88.9, and streaming worldwide at KPLU.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. And this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org.
In El Salvador, violent gangs control the streets, and they sometimes target teenage girls.
Her mom says the girl left at 3:30 in the afternoon, and then it was 4, and then it was 5, and we haven't heard from her since.
The danger of being a teenage girl in El Salvador, later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Bernice Petkir wrote a beauty called Close Your Eyes. We will hear Johnny Richards' orchestra, his arrangement of it, and he conducting his band with trombone work by Frank Rehack. Then Oscar Peterson piano, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, London 1974. And then Hank Jones solo piano, Paris 1992.
Thank you. Thank you.
Close Your Eyes by Bernice Petcare, first performed by Johnny Richards Orchestra, his arrangement of it, 1957. Oscar Peterson on piano, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, London, 1974, and their version. And finally, solo piano, Hank Jones in Paris, 1992. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'm happy to be with you every Sunday from 3 to 6 and hope things are going well for you and that you find something that's really you. Pablo Records, Ella Fitzgerald, Joe Pass.
Find you spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill, the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. So I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't the ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head, you go to my head. You go to my head.
temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't the ghost of a chance in this crazy romance, you go to my head, you go. You go to my head. Go to my crickets softly call. Don't tell me, 'cause I want to talk about you. The moon and the stars, the objects on Mars, are things that we've talked of before. But your love for me was the question. Your answer throws back heaven's door. So tell me, your love will be sincere. Then, my darling, you needn't ever fear. I love you, and I want to talk about you. The moon and the stars, the objects on Mars, are things that we've talked of before. But your love for me was a question. Your answer throws back heaven's door. So tell me, your love will be sincere. Then, my darling, you needn't ever fear. I love you, and I want to talk about you.
Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass, 1973 Pablo Records. You Go to My Head, music by J. Fred Coots, and lyric by Haven Gillespie. And I Want to Talk About You by Billy Eckstine. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5. We're here for you alive all the time. And judging from the facts and figures that I see, you were just wonderful, all of you out there, in participating in giving us your recommendation to continue. And what more can we ask? And a heavy thank you from me to those people that earmarked their gifts because they like this program. Stan Getz, 1957.
Master number 21,225. Take one.
This is 28 bars, Lou. This is it. Thank you.
Stan Getz is tenor saxophone, Lou Levy piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. Where or When by Richard Rodgers, and But Beautiful by Jimmy Van Heusen, Verve Records, 1957. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Waterfall, a new musical at the Fifth Avenue Theater. Forbidden Love blossoms in a world on the brink of war in 1930s Thailand and Japan, starring Thai pop star Bisu Kreet. Waterfall, October 1st through 25th. Tickets at fifthavenue.org.
Blues diva Francine Reed is back in Seattle on stage with Teatro Zinzani through January, and we're so excited to welcome Francine for a live performance in the KPLU studios Thursday afternoon at 12:15. More from the KPLU studio sessions at kplu.org. Thanks to Baird Private Wealth Management for their support.
You hear these women raging about, they're funky, 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 funky men. You saw the song begins, you speak, and I hear violence, it's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes, it's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you. for you. Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines. No one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clowns? They've got to be clowns. Well, maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Carmen McRae singing for you, 1990, RCA Records. It's Magic, written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, and Send in the Clowns by Stephen Sondheim. Shirley Horn at the piano, Charlie Abels, bass, and Steve Williams playing the drums. Or, you could say, the Shirley Horn Trio. Carmen McRae. Carmen McRae. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at KPLU.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. The Dixie Stompers now, otherwise known as Fletcher Henderson's Orchestra, which was a brilliant ensemble, particularly for the arrangements that were made, all of them 3 minutes. Amazing what could be done in 3 minutes with the solos and everything. For Harmony Records, the Dixie Stompers. Now, what's funny to me about it is, I mean, they kept, okay, there's a new band, the Dixie Stompers. Geez, sounds like Fletcher Henderson. Well, a lot of bands and individuals were doing behind-the-scenes work. And there's a great story about Louis Armstrong. Armstrong was contracted to OK Records in the 20s. But he was doing some outside work, and the president of OK Records asked him to report to his office. Armstrong shows up, and the president says, "Sit down." Armstrong does. President goes over and plays a other record company record. When it's finished, he turns around and says to Armstrong, "Who's that playing the trumpet?" Armstrong says, "I don't know, sir, but he'll never do it again." Oh, boy. Dixie Stompers. Thank you. Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, known here as the Dixie Stompers for Harmony Records, 1928. Oh Baby by Owen Murphy. Feeling Good by Owen Murphy. And I'm Feeling Devilish by Maceo Pinkard. Bobby Stark playing the cornet, Charlie Green the trombone, Buster Bailey clarinet, Coleman Hawkins tenor saxophone, Don Pasquale playing the bass saxophone, Henderson piano, Charlie Dixon banjo, Kaiser Marshall playing the drums, and those guys swing. Dixie Stompers. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Jazz is my passion. There's nothing on the planet that can compare to jazz.
That's tenor sax player Colby Jackson from the jazz band Bellarmine Prep down in Tacoma. You can catch his hour of jazz favorites, including the Buddy Rich Big Band, Sax Phenomenon, James Carter, and much more. It's the KPLU School of Jazz with guest DJ Colby Jackson, Thursday night at 8 on KPLU's Evening Jazz.
Thanks to Integrative Family Law for their support.
Georgia, they got
All you got to do is take that thing. Oh, take that thing. Oh, take that thing. I'm giving chicken a title. Heaven knew to take that thing. Now the old folks like it, the young folks do. The old folks and the young folks ought to do. You want to take that thing. Oh, take that thing. I'm giving chicken a title. Heaven knew to take that thing. Now get back to me and sign a bill. Let your mama show you just how to do. You're gonna take that thing. Oh, take that thing. I'm getting sick and tired of telling you to take that thing. I was walking downtown and stumbled and fell. My mouth jumped over like a country well. Watch me take that thing. Oh, watch me take that thing. I'm getting sick and tired of telling you to take that thing.
Let's see. Look at my notes. Got my cup of coffee. Okay. Papa Charlie Jackson played his banjo and sang his composition, Shake That Thing, 1925 in Chicago. Then Art Hodes' Blue Five did their version of Shake That Thing, 1944 for Blue Note Records. Otis piano, Max Kaminsky on trumpet, Mez Mezro playing the clarinet down there in that low place. Pops Foster on bass, and Danny Alvin playing the drums. Then Elmore James, Chicago 53, his guitar, his voice for Meteor Records, Sinful Woman by him, and Baby What's Wrong by him. J.C. Brown playing the tenor, Johnny Jones playing the piano, and Odie Payne on the drums. Papa Charlie Jackson, Art Hodes, and Elmore James right here. All right. I'm going to do something. Ask you to kind of poll this. I'm going to play four versions of St. Louis Blues. And when they're finished, I'd like you to call me. 1-800-677-5859 or something, whatever it is. You can find the number. And tell me which one you liked the best. There'll be four of them. Chasing St. Louis Blues.
I still see the evening sun go down.
Thank you. see the evening sun go down. Hate to see the evening sun go down. Cause my baby, he's done left this town. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'm gonna pack my trunk, make my getaway.
Sail away, woman, where the diamond rings. Hold your man around by her apron strings.
Turns for powder and her store-bought hair. The man gone nowhere. God, this ain't Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. That man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea, or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me. His pie, like a Kentucky Colonel loves his mint and rye. I love my baby.
Love my baby.
Till the day I die.
Till the day I die.
Thank you.
Of the St. Louis Blues, and the number to call is 1-800-677-5758. Tell me which one was your favorite. The first one was Bessie Smith, the second one was Sun Ra solo piano, the third Eartha Kitt singing, and the fourth the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra. 1-800-677-5758. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
In 3, 2, 1.
KPLU's technology coverage on All Things Considered is more than just reporting about the latest IPOs or newest apps.
They told the actors who were auditioning to sound as much like this computer-generated voice as you possibly could.
We also consider the stories behind the stories to bring you news that's fresh and unexpected on All Things Considered, weekday afternoons from 3 till 6:30 on KPLU.
Ooh.
dances overhead on the ceiling near my bed in my sight. Through the night I try to hide in bed underneath my counter. There's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my darling, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover she still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just for my love. It is a dancing floor just for my love. She's
romance and love.
someone tries to tell me how true a heart can be. I always say impossible, impossible for me. And when they say I'll find love beyond the rainbow's end, I smile and say impossible, impossible, my friend. To dream about what might have been is pointless, I agree, but not as bad as living is. Living in a dream I know can never be. So when they say smooth sailing despite a stormy sea, I laugh and say impossible, impossible for me. Had said a moonbeam could calm a stormy sea, I would have said impossible. But now at last I see, at last I see, that nothing is impossible if you are here with me.
The High Lows, singing for you, Columbia Records, 1957. Arrangements for them by Frank Comstock. Dancing on the Ceiling, Yesterday's and Impossible. And I don't think I've talked as much on the phone the last 2 years as I have in the last 5 minutes. And so many people participating in their favorite version of St. Louis Blues. I appreciate the people who took the time to do that. And I don't know, it's kind of even. I would say, if I can read my little marks here, that Bessie Smith probably won, and Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Orchestra second, and Eartha Kitt third, and Sun Ra last place, but voted for. I mean, 100 people, maybe, something like that. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at KPLU.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.
you, Ken Wiley. Another great afternoon of jazz, and I've got a full evening of blues on the way right after Stardate.
Stardate, October 4th. The sun travels through space alone, unaccompanied by any other star. But many stars belong to large clusters that contain hundreds or thousands of stars. Astronomers recently discovered a star cluster with two distinctions. It's the faintest ever seen, and the galaxy is tearing it apart. The newfound star cluster is about 65,000 light-years away. In fact, it's far outside the Milky Way galaxy's bright disk, which is home to our own solar system. Instead, KIM-1 is in the enormous halo that surrounds the disk. The cluster is in Pegasus, the flying horse, which is visible high overhead as night falls right now. The cluster is another story, though. It has so few stars that all of them put together emit only about 60 times more light than the sun. So it hardly compares with the Milky Way's grandest clusters, which produce millions of times more light than the sun. Not only is KIM-1 faint, it faces a bleak future, because the gravitational pull of the rest of the galaxy is luring stars away from their home. One sign of this process is the cluster's oval shape, an indication that the Milky Way's gravity is stretching it out.